This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For our weekly talk radio review, I'm Doug Steffen here at 7 after the hour with the DJ Veers, including Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, to go through the charts for the week of January 3rd to the 7th, a tradition that is long-standing here on this program and other programs that I have done. It's the companion piece for the official talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison. All the stories come from the research done and published at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, the official site. You can also find the lists posted on our social media and at djvshow.com. So at number 10, I'll go through the list, I think, and then we'll pick out. We got a couple of New Year's week extras, too, for you during the course of the program.
A countdown extra?
Countdown extras. That's right. You got
yeah,
it, Jennifer.
There you go.
Number 10, the Giswell. Why don't I never pronounce it? Giswell.
Gillane. Giswell?
Jeez.
Anyway, that case.
Ooh.
Now, the wrinkle this week has been Prince Andrew. And have you seen all of that, ladies? The Prince Andrew part of the or piece of the thing? He was talking about somebody asked him about having a relationship with a 17-year-old, I think while he was married to Fergie, if I'm not mistaken. So, anyway, twists and turns in the road. So, I guess this week, the twist is that she, through her lawyer, is claiming foul because one of the jurors talked to the press about, you know, the case. And I don't, that happens all the time, right? So what's the exception here?
Wasn't
or
it
is
that
there really?
Somebody was lying on their jury information card or something saying that they had not been sexually abused or they were sexually abused or something like that? I think I don't know about the jury card, but the issue, the issue though is that this juror talked to the press about being a victim of sexual abuse.
Right.
And so
and
her
I think
lawyer.
They didn't declare it on the card or something.
Yeah. So her lawyer is now going to try to use that as a basis
to
for
this?
A new trial.
Could there possibly be a new trial? And if that's the case.
Maybe. If a judge rules that there's bias there, then I guess. Maybe. I don't know. It seems like a long shot, but who knows?
But going through all of these things is very expensive. I bet she spent $500,000 on lawyers first time around. But she's got lots of money. She got Epstein's money,
she's
too,
got
right?
It. Yep.
She got plenty of dough.
Stashed away in different places, sure.
Right. Okay.
Her husband just served her with divorce papers, and he's apparently involved with someone else. But they got married, like, it was an arranged marriage, kind of. It was basically a deal.
That's where the money comes from?
No, she's had it. No, this is her own money. Yeah, her father was very wealthy. He was in England, and then she has all Epstein's money.
Prey on her? Is she a socialite?
That's what she claimed. She claimed, she claimed that she was a victim and he, brainwashed her and all that. It obviously didn't work because she was found guilty on, five out of the six or seven
counts?
Yeah.
So even if she goes back to trial, will they retry the six counts or they retry the five counts and she could still be found guilty of four and go to jail for the rest of her life? Right, I mean, is there any hope?
I think it's a long shot.
I do, too. Yeah. Number 9 on the list of the top 10 from Talkers Magazine this week, the conditional conversation about social media that seems to be continuing on and on and on, what free speech really is, what people don't understand about these being private companies they don't have to give you. And this is what you see over and over and over again. I have the right to say what I want. No! You don't. Not in something that isn't a public, in the public trust, if you will. These social media companies, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, belong to private companies, and they can do what they want. The thing is, they've suckered you in before they told you what the rules were, or you didn't read the 40-page disclaimer once you sign on to Facebook. Go ahead, Jim.
That they're acting like a utility, especially when it comes to Facebook, and people use that to communicate and make phone calls and have group chats. And I mean, I would say maybe the argument for Twitter and Instagram is that they aren't. But when it comes to Facebook, the reason I think that they are uniquely in a different spot is think about it this way. If you don't like that I say I am anti-vaccine mandate, like Facebook doesn't like when people say that and they tag people's information all the time, would it be acceptable for Verizon not to allow you to call me or for me not to make calls because I might tell you that I'm anti-vaccine mandate?
So are we saying that we think that Verizon and AT&T are listening to our phone calls?
No, the point is that Verizon is a utility, and I would say that Facebook acts in that same realm. So I don't feel that Facebook, even though they are a private company, and I believe that private companies have the right to make their decisions, I support that whether I like them or not, but when they are acting like a utility, you can't play favorites, just like Verizon or AT&T your internet provider can't play
favorites.
If you sue
AT&T and Verizon, you have to show some sort of monetary detriment. You've been affected negatively monetarily. Can you do that if you sue Facebook? That's the question, I think.
Well, if you run your small business through Facebook, sure. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't have a website. They use a Facebook page to run a small business. Mm-hmm. So I think you could easily make that case, right? I mean,
That's why I think it's a little different. We always put, and believe me, look, I hate that Twitter shuts down President Trump when they leave, like, terrorists up online, right? I think that's stupid and not fair, but they're a private company, and I don't think people actually tweet to stay in contact with each other, but I do think people use Facebook
for
a lot,
different.
And Facebook is a utility, for sure, I think it needs to be treated that way.
All right, number eight, relations with China. Victoria, the Tesla thing's probably the biggest individual item this week, where Tesla is trying to do business in China in that region that basically shut down, right?
Well, it's not shut down, unfortunately. Wow. The region the region of Xinjiang is where the Uyghur Muslims are in those camps. And so the rest of the developed world has gotten together and said that we're not going to import anything coming from that region unless a special license can be, attained, and which is not going to happen. So, it is controversial that Tesla opened a showroom in the capital of Xinjiang on New Year's Eve. So, this is not a good look for Tesla. When other companies like Home Depot and Best Buy and Apple are breaking away and getting, distancing themselves from that entire region and anything to do with the forced labor on the Uyghur Muslims, and then Tesla's like, hey, welcome us now. We've got a brand new showroom. Who wants to buy a Tesla? It just feels really like a bad move. But they did it on New Year's Eve when no one was paying attention.
Yeah, but their stock went down appreciably this week because of that move. So that's number eight. Number seven, the whole situation we find ourselves in, you look around at some of the cities and how much violence and crime there is. Chicago, probably the number one example of that yet again this week. I don't know what else you say about it. It's the murder rate and the police defunding and all that stuff. That story seems to just go on and on.
Well, the story
on
I think that really got attention was from New York this week, where New York came out and said that they were going to kind of follow suit with what LA's done and change the what constitutes a misdemeanor and what constitutes a felony.
Is that the new mayor's ruling?
It wasn't the mayor. I think it was the DA, I think, in the state who said that they're going to, because it's not the mayor's purview, basically, to change that. It's the district attorney's job, basically, to say how they're going to charge. And they said that they're going to try to reorganize that. Plus, they said that unless you commit murder, essentially, that's the only thing that'll put you in jail for more than 20 years. So, again, there's kind of this, like, these two headlines that are crushing against each other. You've got DAs that aren't taking crime seriously, that are trying to operate in the way of reform, but to what end? Because California's done this now for 10 years, and our crime rates are at all-time highs, almost.
Well,
I mean,
there's another wrinkle in this week that I thought I would share with everybody. I didn't talk about it in any of our hours on the DJV program prior to today. The number of people that have been let out of prisons because of COVID. That's one thing that there have been some people looking at this, but I have an individual, I'm not going to name the person, but he's associated with this program, whose wife was convicted, sent to jail. She was convicted of fraud and stealing clients' money and stuff like that, went to jail for 10 years. Well, she's been in jail for 4 years, and now she's out. She's wearing an ankle bracelet, but she's out. And
yeah, they do the home confinement.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With nonviolent crimes, that's less that the taxpayer has to pay. I'm all for that. All for that. Yeah. If it's a nonviolent person, they're stuck in their house. They can't leave.
Yeah, but she can get on the computer or she can do business and do the same thing that she did before. The reason that she went to jail was the way she duped people. She could do that easily.
Well, I don't know. They're pretty heavily monitored what people do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, I don't know. I'm all for it. If that saves taxpayer dollars, why not?
All right.
Look, that's crazy that we even put, I mean, you and I talked about this.
Yes,
some of the stuff, this white collar stuff. I mean, I always said Bernie Madoff should have been teaching accounting courses to inmates because
he had the money. He still had a lot of the money. Yeah. So that should have been given back to the people who were screwed, frankly. All right. Number six, voting legislation. Why is this is a retread for me? There's not. I mean, so we've got between now and
the new part is that after, like this week, Chuck Schumer said that they're going to take it up by the 17th. And you've heard, and I'm sure January 6th is coming up on the list. But one of the things that Democrats are trying to do, Kamala Harris really explicitly said it in her speech at the Capitol, is that they are trying to tie together January 6th with passing this federal voting rights bill. And they want to get a vote on it by the 17th, or they're going to blow up the way the Senate works, where you have to have 60 votes to break a filibuster. And my only warning, and I've said it a million times, is that, well, hopefully, because you start blowing up rules, and at some point your party's not going to be in power, and you're going to have to end up taking that bitter pill of the rules that you blow up, you've now got to swallow. So we'll see.
It's
I don't know the constitutionality. I mean, the idea is that you can't really federalize elections under the Constitution. The Constitution allows for states to dictate what's best for them, which I can't even imagine if they pass this legislation that it's not going to be challenged probably
right
all
to,
the way
the
up to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Right to the Supreme Court it goes. Yep, that's a brilliant observation on your part, Jennifer. You can write that down. Jennifer is
going home
brilliant.
Now today.
Victoria is brilliant. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, our companion piece to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Lots to come. Stick around for that. 18 after the hour now on the DJV overview, the retracing, if you will, of our conversations and steps from this past week.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
I need to be able to work from anywhere, so I need to have supplies, well, everywhere.
It's possible at Staples.
I need the same setup for my home as I have at the office, without twice the cost.
Also possible, because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done. Now get 40% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any 2 Anker toner cartridges. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/15, limit 2 in-store only. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
¶¶ What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
1 in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner is here now to go through some of the comments from our social media, from listeners to the program regarding some of the issues that we have experienced discussion about this week. So, Jay, do we start with The COVID-19 question, what are you experiencing with your family? This looks like some pretty interesting responses.
Yeah, because we always see it, different things happening in the news, what science is telling us, what medical people are telling us, the professionals. But we wanted to know what you were seeing personally. What were you experiencing? What were you seeing in your own inner circle with your friends and family? Don Berg says, we're a family of three that live in a rural area. All of us are working and trying to live life as normal as possible. And James,
by the way,
Martin,
that's Mac in the background. Say hi, everybody say hi to Mac.
Hi,
Mac.
James Martin says his wife's fully vaccinated and just spent a little over a week in the hospital with COVID. She's home now, but on oxygen. And then at PDuster65 tweeted, the definition of quarantine is not locking up healthy people to protect them. Stay home if you're sick. Live your life if you're not.
So the person, Mr. Martin, said his wife was fully vaccinated. The folks who are not in favor of vaccines will point at something like that. See, the vaccines don't work. Which is counter to what most people who, I mean, there are always going to be exceptions to every rule. That's my 2 cents worth on that. Okay.
Well, and there's also a common misconception that the vaccine is going to prevent you from getting COVID,
yeah,
and that's not the
that's
case.
So
it's just going
wrong.
To prevent serious sickness.
Yeah,
and death. That's a crisis of the CDC.
All right, one person at a time.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step, but that's kind of a crisis of the CDC because that's kind of how it was sold at the beginning.
The CDC is useless.
They're in a real crisis because people
every day. Nobody listens to them. They don't.
Yeah,
why
but people have lost faith because there's been so much back and forth, I think.
You're right. You're,
well, and all the more reason it should be a personal choice, and vaccines should not be mandated, especially because everybody is different. Some people may get COVID and get really seriously sick, and then other people may breeze right through it like a sinus infection.
You do it because it's the smart thing for you to do, and you feel that it is, not somebody telling you that it is. The other side of that is that in this circumstance with the various shots and boosters and that sort of thing. By the way, that's number one this week on the story list from the countdown. But the way that it's being interpreted by politicians and people, and I don't know, it's become one of those things that we get tired of talking about. However, that's not the case with Ghislaine Maxwell. What do you have from listeners on her?
Yeah, regarding her lawyers wanting a new trial, Tisha McCoy says her lawyer's job was to seek out any potential juror who could hurt their defense, and they failed to do so. Birch Willard clearly says grounds for a mistrial, and John Aukerman points out, sadly, I think they have a point. The jury was tainted.
Yeah,
there were also some people
point.
Saying yeah. that, yeah, there were a lot of people agreeing that there may need to be a new trial with all of this, but hopefully, because the evidence itself is still the same, the verdict will still be the same.
All right, quick comments on Betty White.
Yeah, she was so loved. Carol Yappel says, can't be sad for a life well lived. She earned those wings. Tim Lowe says, okay, who didn't wrap that lady in bubble wrap and protect her? And Yvonne Giagheri says, a sad end to such a troubled year.
Yeah, well, in a manner of speaking, but She did have a great life, and if you, depending on who you listen to, if you count the leap year, she actually did live to be 100. So congratulations to her, and watch the movie on January 17th, 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 19 people were killed, including 9 children, when the city's deadliest fire in more than 30 years burned through a Bronx, New York apartment high-rise Sunday morning. The 5-alarm blaze was blamed on a malfunctioning space heater. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro.
This fire began in an apartment that spans 2 floors on the 2nd and 3rd floor of the building. It started in a malfunctioning electric space heater. That was the cause of the fire.
After being removed from the mostly partisan January 6th commission by Democrat Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, said Sunday he will not cooperate with the January 6th Select Committee. Actor and comedian Bob Saget died Sunday. He was 65 years old. It's being reported Saget passed away in his hotel room at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida. Hotel security found Saget in his room. Cause of death is still yet to be determined. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As we await the ruling from the Supreme Court on two of President Biden's vaccine mandates, Justice Clarence Thomas questions Brian Fletcher, the U.S. Principal Deputy Solicitor General.
Counsel, are you relying on 1302A?
The Secretary invoked, that's the Secretary's general rulemaking authority under the Social Security Act, and he invoked that general rulemaking authority as he typically does when he makes rules under the Act, but we're not relying primarily or on that. We're instead relying on specific authorities as to each category of covered providers that allow the Secretary to set standards that set the requirements for their participation in Medicare and Medicaid.
I don't understand what you just said.
I'm sorry. The answer is yes, but not only on 1302. We also have specific statutes that speak to each of the covered providers here.
So if I look at the language in 1302, which says that the Secretary shall make and publish such rules and regulations as may be necessary to the efficient administration of the functions with which each is charged under this chapter, you say there is more than that authorizing the Secretary?
Correct, yes.
What is that more?
So the more is set forth, it's different as to each category of providers. So take hospitals, they're the additional authority which authorizes the Secretary to set such requirements as he finds necessary in the interest of the health and safety of patients in Medicare and Medicaid.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour here on the DJV overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio from this past week. We're talking about the charts, the things that are on this from our perspective. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. The whole idea of our relationship, we were on, well, we've sort of gone, but I want to go back to China for a second. Because of the Olympics that are coming up. When actually did the Olympics start? Is it next week? I know the trials, there are some trials on TV.
Don't the athletes... At the beginning of February, right?
Yeah, the athletes have to arrive at some point in January, and it's like a really long quarantine, right?
Yeah, yep. Right. All right, so, Jay, you asked, one of the questions you asked of our the participants in social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at DJV Show, about the Olympics. Are you going to watch them? And a lot of people were taking the point of view, it looks like, I saw one person's comment, I hope that our athletes aren't so disrespectful they take a knee in communist China. Is that a knee for China or is that a knee for us? So what does that mean? Disrespectful, I'm trying to figure that one out. I'd be happy to have them take a knee when it comes to China.
Well, you know how a lot of the athletes have been protesting in the form of taking a knee, so he's just saying he doesn't. He hopes that nobody takes a knee. Nobody
takes a knee, though. Taking the knee, if you take a knee here, it usually is in protest of the Black Lives Matter movement, right? Hasn't that been the key?
Well, in support of that movement.
In support,
and it's,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what would taking a knee in China constitute? If they
it would
did
be the move. Same thing. It would be not standing for the flag that you represent. That's what they're getting at. It's like the last Olympics, and it was just a little while ago because of the last round of COVID and the shutdown. So during those Olympic Games, there were people who were kneeling in front of the flag. It doesn't matter where you are. It matters that they're not standing for the American flag for the team they represent.
Well,
see, I feel like, I don't know, I'm in favor of a peaceful protest, but I feel like, is your protest watered down if you're doing it in a place like China? Like, shouldn't that be more of a domestic protest? And then I would kneel anytime they hoist a Chinese Communist Party flag.
It's definitely the wrong place. If any of these, you know, people that decide that they're going to do that about America and China, I think that person is right, whoever made that comment. It's not the place. Not the place. Well, and that's also what a lot of people are saying, too, in terms of why they won't be watching the Olympics, that it has gotten too political across the board.
Well, all right. I don't know about that. I think the real reason is to not watch and don't support the fact that it's in Beijing.
In China.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Number five on the story list this week of the top ten is the winter weather situation we find ourselves in. As I speak, there are about 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground. First snow, measurable snow of the season here in New England, suburban Boston. You've had snow, a little bit of it down in New Jersey. I know where Phil is in our main studio in Washington. There's been a lot of snow there this week. Jay, out where you are in Nashville, you had
snow. Yeah, we're buried.
Too, right?
Yeah, 6 inches.
What does it mean? 6 inches and buried. Well, I guess it is there.
In the south, it is.
Yeah, that's a lot.
There's a light dusting, and it's like, oh, that's cute. But everyone else is like, shut the city down.
Right. No school, all that stuff. And nothing's open. Yeah, okay, got that. And so out in California where Jennifer is, where I'll
there's
be in
no
a few
snow.
Hours, sunshine, lollipops, and roses, right?
Yeah, actually, it was the warmest day since Thanksgiving yesterday. Yeah. So we're doing okay. Yeah. We're doing fine.
All right. I look forward to that. Last week when I was there, it was rainy, miserable in the 50s, and we
loved
all felt
it.
Shortchanged, except the people
speak
who
speak for yourself.
Want,
I love
yeah,
it.
Right. They want the water. Need the water. All right. Number four, the Trump role in the midterm elections, or the Trump role in the Republican Party, Trump period, I guess. I'm kind of, when I get from number four to number one here, I'm taking a nap. That's just my comment on it. Doesn't mean it's not important to a lot of people listening. I just can't be bothered. You guys can talk about Trump
well,
if you
I
want
just
to.
Think that Trump's on your, well, I don't even know if it needs the debate or anything. I mean, obviously, he's a controversial figure, certainly.
Yeah.
But I think the reason that he's so high up on the list is because of January 6th. I mean, if you listen to President Biden's speech at the Capitol, it was definitely not a unifying speech. It was all about Trump, bruised ego, and it was Trump. And so that's why he's on the list, and, obviously part of the conversation about January 6th.
Mm-hmm. All right. We don't need to belabor that any. Number three, what's going on in the economy? The Fed this week said that they thought that inflation was going to last through the year. Inflation is one thing, but the crazy cost of stuff. I was talking to a fellow last night who was bought a new Ford pickup truck. And he paid pretty much, he paid $3,000 over sticker price. But this particular dealership had an exclusive Ford F-350 that normally would sell for $80,000, which is a crazy price for a pickup truck no matter what. But this dealer had a sticker price and somebody negotiating with them to pay $137,000 for an $80,000 truck. Number one, the fact that they would have the balsam to charge that. And number two, the guy buying it is stupid enough to pay that. Remember, there are hundreds of thousands of 2021 vehicles sitting around in lots somewhere waiting for chips. When those chips get, because they kept producing trucks and cars, they didn't stop producing them. Well, they did for a little while, but they went back to producing them. They just didn't put all the chips in them. So now when all these chips...
Well, that's all true, but that doesn't fix the availability issue right now. It's hard. It's hard to get a car.
Yeah,
think
but
about
would
the
you
average
pay... Isn't that thing... I mean, think
well, the
it.
Average price of a used car, what was it? It just came out this week. Like $29,000 is an average price for a used car. And then I think new cars up somewhere around $50,000. I just went with my mom a few months ago to buy her new car, and it was extremely difficult. They have very low inventory, and there's really no room for deals. I went in there trying to help her out, and they're like, sorry, there's someone that's going to come along that's going to want this car. We'll give you the best deal that we can, but people are willing to pay more than our costs to get this car. So there's just no wiggle room. If you have to get a car right now, it's not the time if you can hold off.
Well,
people
so I was talking to somebody yesterday in a business, couldn't get, this week I relay on the DJV program about the lady that ran the branch bank that I use, the branch of the bank that I use, let's get that one right. And she said the reason that they've closed down their three branches is because people either have gone home sick with COVID or they've quit. So they don't have enough and they can't hire people. They're paying $22, $23, $24 an hour to start as a teller. Now, last year at this time, they were paying $14, $15 an hour to tellers. So, and they can't find a way, and I keep asking this question, and I kind of get a laissez-faire answer. Where'd the 8 million people go? Well, they retired, they took other jobs. Well, how, they may have taken other jobs, but that doesn't still explain, do we have 8 million more jobs now than we did before COVID? I think the answer to that is no. If anything, we have fewer ones because
or have they just permanently fallen out of the job market, too, which is a possibility. Well, I don't know
how
where
do they survive?
A lot of people went.
Right. I mean, 4 million women are no longer in the workforce. We know that. And then we also know that a lot of companies closed up and other people started their own small businesses. And then other larger companies went out of business. So it's this ever shifting landscape. I don't think we're going to have a real idea of what this looked like for several years from now. I think we'll be able to look back and go, oh, okay, so that's what happened. And this is where everyone went. And this is how it went down. But because it's right now, we're still in it. And it's very hard to figure out which way is up.
It is hard to figure a lot of things, like where to get groceries. Go find, make sure you have a relationship with your local farmer so that when springtime rolls around, you'll be able to get the fresh food because it's going to be a jam. It'll be a jam time again in the spring. Number two is the January 6th investigation. What a circus. Man, what a complete circus. The Democrats look like fools on this. The Republicans don't look much better. And on it goes. And, you know, for those of you, even me, I got something
to
talk about.
We did get to see your father-in-law came out this week, so that was exciting.
My father-in-law came out this week?
Yeah, you love Liz Cheney, and Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney were the only two Republicans standing on the floor of the Capitol this week. I thought you'd be excited.
Very excited. Yeah, thank you. Very nicely done, Jennifer. Number one this week on the story list is COVID. Japan has asked the people that are on bases in Japan to stay there, stay on the base because of all the COVID cases there. So how many? I'm not sure how many military there are in Japan. Anybody know what that number is? A couple of hundred thousand? No, it's not
offhand.
981 people tested positive for COVID in Okinawa on Thursday of this week. So apparently the Japanese are blaming American forces for having all the large numbers.
Well, the drinking and the partying and stuff, they want to keep that on base. So they want to limit alcohol. They want to have a, you know, I don't know that they've said anything about a curfew, but I know that the alcohol limit is something that came up.
Mm-hmm. All right. The feds, here's something, an interesting wrinkle on COVID. Prosecutors want the Boston Marathon bomber, how do you pronounce his name? Sarnaev, I think it is.
That's Sarnaev guy, right?
Sarnaev. He got a $1,400 COVID stimulus payment, this government.
Yeah. It's outrageous. This happened all throughout the country. It wasn't just him. You have people who were sitting in prisons all over the place that were getting stimulus checks.
What in the world is the matter?
How
anyway,
does that even happen?
Yeah, that's the question. Thank you. So he's got $3,885 in his bank account. And of that, $1,400 is from the government for his stimulus
payment. And how do we feel about our taxpayer money going to his bank account after he tried to blow people up?
Ridiculous.
Well, it's sad that he's never going to pay the $100 million that he owes because he's never going to be able to.
Yep. He belongs. He's where he belongs. But yeah, a lot of people got really shortchanged, pardon the pun. The CES realities from this week after this here on the Talk Radio Review.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Yes, Miss Dobbs. No problem. I'll call someone about the plumbing.
One of Beatrice's properties needs a new superintendent.
Custodial team is not...
Someone with handyman superpowers and a concierge alter ego.
Does anyone know any good electricians near Parkville?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, on Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Which would be worse to forget and leave at home, your wallet or your phone? $5 trillion in USA retail spending moved online during COVID, and the new normal is the report that we get now from Holland Cook at CES in Las Vegas.
Consumer Technology Association President Gary Shapiro asked, just imagine where we would have been the last 2 years without streaming, Zoom, telehealth, e-commerce, and other tech trends that accelerated during the pandemic. There's lots of buzz for Ford's new F-150 electric, and words cannot describe the competing Silverado EV the General Motors CEO Mary Barra introduced in her CES keynote. The work truck version, available in spring 2023, stickers out at $39,900, features four-wheel steering, 10,000-pound towing capacity, goes 0 to 60 in 4.5 seconds, and runs at least 400 miles on a full charge, and you can add 100 miles in 10 minutes at public charging stations. The CES session Bye-Bye Cash began by asking, what would be worse to forget and leave at home, your wallet or your iPhone? Only a few hands went up when the moderator asked, who has more than $25 on you? After $5 trillion in sales moved online during COVID, we want payment alternatives. Apps like Apple Wallet are now business as usual. 62% prefer making in-store purchases digitally, no contact. Another trend, order anything from anywhere on any device. And customers want to be seen as individuals. Loyalty programs can now analyze data and reward in real time at CES in Las Vegas.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, 53 past the hour, as Victoria Keelan joins me, Doug Steffen, with the top five items from the world of technology this week. Number five to number one. Okay, so there's a new nail polish. And people say, huh? What's that got to do with technology, Victoria? Well, explain.
Yep. So OPI Nail Polish Company, which is one of the largest two that you find in salons and in retail stores, they have teamed up with Xbox, and they're collaborating on a new lineup of gaming-inspired nail polishes that also unlock in-game content for the games Halo Infinite and Forza Horizon 5. So the line of 12 nail polish colors is available now at Ulta stores, and purchasing colors in the line qualifies for redeemable codes that you can unlock exclusive content and bonuses in each game. So there are 12 different colors, lots of options for girls and guys. It's not just, you know, not just for girls, but it's really cool. And you know, naturally they have, like all OPI, if you're a lady's ever been to the salon and you know how cute the names are, they're all the same. They've stuck with the same theme for all the gaming stuff, so it's really cute, and that's available in stores right now.
Counting down the top five items from the world of technology this week, the LG TVs are in number four position.
Yep, LG announced that all 2021 and 2022 LG Smart TVs will be equipped with a health education and telehealth app that is a senior-focused company called Independa. And so this platform will allow users to set up and have telehealth appointments through their TV, which is, doctors are happy about this because if you're standing up in front of a larger screen, they can diagnose you better if it's some sort of a physical ailment. It's overall, it's easier for most seniors to use their TV rather than, you know, trying to get through a computer or an iPad or iPhone It's going to be a lot more streamlined. And so if you do not have, most of these telehealth appointments are covered by insurance. If they're not covered by insurance, though, through this app, you can pay a flat fee, $75 for a dentist call and $55 for a doctor. Not sure how a dentist telehealth appointment works, but certainly for a doctor's visit, that's become more and more popular. And also as well with talk therapy. So that's another thing you can do through Independa. So that's a good thing. They're also, this platform will also be moving to other brands, but they're launching with LG.
Walmart is expanding its direct-to-your-refrigerator deliveries.
Yep, it's called InHome, and that is Walmart's delivery service that brings groceries and other items directly into your fridge, into your kitchen, and on your countertop. Now, they started this out in 2019. They only serviced 1 million customers at the time. Their new plan is to expand this to 30 million U.S. households by the end of this year. Walmart says they're going to hire 3,000 delivery drivers and establish an all-electric fleet of delivery vehicles, thousands of which were actually ordered from the General Motors-backed electric vehicle company called BrightDrop. And so by the end of this year, we might be seeing more and more Walmart trucks all around, just like those Amazon trucks. Let's hope that they know how to park and not block traffic. Because the Amazon truck thing, I know you've said it, but it is really true. They're in the middle of the road, like, everywhere.
All the time. Exactly. All over the country. Number two, no surprise, CES. But they had to end it early, right, because of all of the Omicron.
Yeah, because of COVID and everything. Yep, so CES did happen this week, and there, as always, there's always cool stuff that comes out of CES, and people like seeing where the future of tech is going to go. Major contributors, Microsoft, Google, Twitter, AT&T, T-Mobile, a lot of those big companies decided to go virtual instead. But that did free up space for smaller and medium-sized tech companies to display their goods, and so it ended up probably being better business for the smaller companies. And they had to basically close the doors a day early, but I think that a lot of cool stuff still came from it, as usual.
All right, so number one is Tesla in China. Boo.
I mean, this was certainly the most controversial story of the week. On New Year's Eve, when no one was paying attention, Tesla unveiled the launch of a new dealership in Xinjiang, which, if that sounds familiar, that's the region where the Uyghur Muslims are being forced to work in labor camps. And so Tesla has a showroom now in the capital of that region. It seems very suspicious. A lot of people are not happy about this. Tesla has had a weird partnership with the Chinese government over the years. They've gotten a lot of backing, and they've had their first profit turned because of the help of the Chinese government. And so the U.S. accusations of genocide in Xinjiang have, you know, based, as we know, this is multiple countries are now refusing to use any products that come from this region. So I'm not sure how this is going to affect Tesla's bottom line, but this was a terrible PR move.
Won't help in his PR department.
No.
No, not at all, under any circumstances. All right, so that's that story, and all the other stories put together help you to understand what's going on in the world of technology. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, counting them down at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.